This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The term bread and circuses comes from an ancient Roman poet describing how the people are governed, not by excellence in public service, but by food and distractions, like a herd of livestock. Today's circuses can be found on Twitter, a reflection of the human herd's short attention span. Meaningless distractions to keep everyone calm while their food supply is being destroyed. While fools joke about Biden doing a horrible job, his administration is doing such an efficient job of destroying America that anyone running in 2024, if there is an election, will have to run on the Build Back Better platform. Starvation has been used as a weapon of mass destruction for years. In just a two-year period, Stalin's communist government murdered over 3 million people in Ukraine by simply pulling the strings of bureaucracy, sanctions. The Ethiopian counterinsurgency burned crops and food stores, airily bombed food markets, and restricted trade. They then began a resettlement plan that killed at least 80,000 people with further starvation. The U.S. State Department murdered over 500,000 women and children in Iraq with starvation by sanctions. And this is exactly what is happening in America today. The Biden administration's sanctions against Russia are only succeeding at killing more innocent people all over the world by dramatically cutting down the worldwide food supply. There is already a significant wheat, fuel, and fertilizer shortage, which is obviously going to affect everything else, starting with fresh produce and livestock. But in order to completely collapse the food economy, they'll have to start destroying food packing plants as well, so that there is nothing left on the shelves for you to eat.
There have been confirmed over a dozen disabling accidents at food plants in the last month, over a dozen.
Absolutely, and we're talking about some really significant plants. The Taylor Farms facility in Salinas, California was completely destroyed by a fire last week. We've had two major potato processing plants in Belfast, Maine, and Warden, Washington that were completely gutted, which is happening at a time where we already have a potato shortage globally. You were talking about the onion supply at that Rio Fresh, but it's not just produce plants. Last month, there was a fire that took out a Nestle food plant out in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and that's impacting frozen food brands like Hot Pockets or Stouffer's, which maybe you might buy if you can't get fresh food from a warehouse that just exploded.
Those still satiated with their bread and circuses are soon going to start getting hungry. And it's because America is under siege, being destroyed from within by a corrupt government, while the people seek fairness on Twitter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
It may. Obviously not. I don't think so. I think all of you already instinctively know this is the big one. And if we fail this test, we're going to be ruled by the threat of unending invisible bio weapons. I've told you for 9 weeks that once they implement this, if we cower in fear properly and grovel, it will then become a permanent emergency by saying, we can't let one person die from this virus. And so until there's no death, zero, out of 7.5 billion people, it's impossible. We are going to keep the social distancing and the lockdown in place. We're going to probably have to cycle this and throttle it. And, oh, you can't go out here. You can't go out there. They're going to have a county by county thing at first. And just getting us all trained that we can't go out until we're told. And that's the way it is to keep us safe from the virus. Obama and Dr. Fauci are now the ones telling us the lockdown can never end. Remember, 15 days to bend the curve? And then then when it wasn't even one-tenth of what they said it would be, they went, oh, sorry, it's so devastating because it's not even one-tenth of what we said.
2 years ago, tomorrow's news today.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Now the undisputed heart of the resistance. Because of you, the listeners and viewers and supporters and affiliates, I salute and thank you all. We are the resistance to Satan. We are the resistance to dehumanization. We are the resistance to pedophilia and war. And God is the energy force that fills our sails with God and the initiative to take action. We are invincible. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much again for joining us on this emergency broadcast. You put that headline up, live show feed today. Russia officially announces that they're at war with NATO and says that nuclear war could kick off any day. Global emergency. Russia says it's officially at war with NATO, warns nuclear Armageddon imminent. Meanwhile, the globalist transhumanist doomsday cult has pulled out all the stops in their plan to collapse human civilization. This is not a drill. This is humanity fighting for its very existence. Tune in and share this link. All right. Let's talk about Twitter. It's a lot bigger than Elon Musk. It's a lot bigger than you and I. It's all of us together, and it's the fact that you've had a unified front of hundreds of tech companies working with the global deep state and the permanent state to suppress everyone and to try to dominate and bully us into submission. And then if you get one of the companies, it's about the fifth or sixth largest of them, depending on how you slice it, to be owned by somebody that just says they're not going to censor, and then you see headlines everywhere, Elon Musk works for Putin, even though he's at loggerheads with him. And, oh my God, you can't have rich people owning something, they're going to censor. And one of the most amazing clips I've ever seen of inversion, an MSNBC analyst says, what do we do if rich people take control of all the social media? They'll be able to steal elections and gaslight everyone. And there they are on TV having a discussion about what they've been doing to us and fully aware of it. Simply incredible. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, Biden administration says they will take steps to combat misinformation on social media. That means anything they disagree with. So the government's saying, hey, we'll battle Elon Musk if he lets the evil Tucker Carlson or the wicked Alex Jones or the satanic Donald Trump on there or the J.K. Rowling or the Laura Loomer. And just the list goes on and on of these thought criminals. Here is the Biden administration making their announcement.
General has said that misinformation about COVID amounts to a public health crisis. I'm wondering, regardless of ownership, would the White House be interested in working with Twitter like it has in the past to continue to combat this kind of misinformation? Or are we in a different part of the pandemic where that kind of partnership is no longer necessary?
Well, I think we engage regularly with all social media platforms about steps that can be taken. That has continued, and I'm sure it will continue. But there are also reforms that we think Congress could take, and we would support taking, including reforming Section 230, enacting antitrust reforms, requiring more transparency. And the president is encouraged by the bipartisan support for or engagement in those efforts.
So let's decipher that. The Republicans sat on their hands, to put it lightly, with their thumbs in their rear, for the last 6 years, while the Democrats in the deep state engaged in a reign of terror with the EU government advising how to censor. And the ADL saying arrest people that criticize anything the government says. Just serious authoritarianism on parade. And then Republicans kind of got their dander up a little bit to maybe do Section 230 or antitrust if they keep censoring. And then she spins it, oh, it's bipartisan. If Elon Musk doesn't censor, then we'll go after him. That's how that alchemy works. Here is Raggedy Ann saying, no matter who owns or runs Twitter, the president has been concerned about the power. Oh, they're so concerned about the power to ban a former president you stole an election from. The real president. You're so concerned about that power when it might not be totally in your hands. Here it is.
Do you have a response to that? And does the White House have any concern that this new agreement might have President Trump back on the platform?
Well, I'm not going to comment on a specific transaction. What I can tell you as a general matter, no matter who owns or runs Twitter, the president has long been concerned about the power of large social media platforms, that power they have over our everyday lives, has long argued that tech platforms must be held accountable for the harms they cause. He's been a strong supporter of fundamental reforms to achieve that goal, including reforms to Section 230, enacting antitrust reforms, requiring more transparency, and more. And he's encouraged that there's bipartisan interest in Congress. In terms of what hypothetical policies might happen, I'm just not going to speak to that at this point in time.
Now let's hear the same type of statement, total inversion of reality, playing something in reverse, reading something in reverse. MSNBC hack is suddenly worried about Twitter censorship influencing elections. Ari Melbourne, with his tiny audience, has crawled out from under a rock to tell us 100,000 viewers or so that, well, I mean, just hear it for yourself. Everything he says is what they've done with the election. Everything he says is them. This is total projection in its purest form. Here it is.
You own all of Twitter or Facebook or what have you. You don't have to explain yourself. You don't even have to be transparent. You could secretly ban one party's candidate or all of its candidates, all of its nominees, or you could just secretly turn down the reach of their stuff and turn up the reach of something else, and the rest of us might not even find out about it till after the election. Elon Musk says this is all to help people because he is just a free speech, philosophically clear, open-minded helper.
So Elon Musk might use this to steal elections. Elon Musk might use this to ban the other political party. They banned almost all the Republicans. MTG had her main account taken away. Oh, and they're publicly saying MTG shouldn't be able to run for office. But nobody's trying to stop people from running. This is like the most ridiculous level of gaslighting one could even imagine. But that's what they're doing. Oh, my gosh, he wants to go back to Section 230 and only have moderators that ban illegal activity. Can you imagine the nightmare job at a company trying to ban everybody's speech and have AI do it? It's a nightmare, but they're on it. He's like, it'll be more profitable. We just ban illegal activity and go back to freedom. Plus, it'll make everybody want to come back to the platform. Twitter's been in a lot of trouble. So is Facebook. So is Instagram. All of them are in big trouble after running off all of the productive people. So Elon Musk, as a businessman, says, you know, that stock will double or triple. We can just make it a free country again. And these are digital nations. Facebook, 3 billion members. Twitter, with over 1.5 billion members or more. Apple, with billions. Google, with billions and billions. And they know that, and they brag their nations and their training camps of how to get us to accept an unfree world in cyberspace so it can then be expressed and manifested in the third dimension, which is the 3 show trials they have scheduled in Texas and in Connecticut on me and Sandy Hook as the big mean man that was so mean because I questioned what happened because it had some anomalies, and then all the exaggerations and lies about it, and then HBO and Netflix all making movies about it so they can sit up there. I mean, can you imagine the Johnny Depp trials? Interesting. But can you imagine 3 Alex Jones trials? I mean, we're talking... The Connecticut one, they want 12 weeks. In Texas, they want 8 weeks of trials on TV, putting the First Amendment on trial because who's the biggest devil? I didn't kill 500,000 children and brag about it like Madeleine Albright. I didn't lie about WMDs. No, no, no. I questioned a mass shooting, and I'm a populist. I've got to pay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net, that's bestwayprotein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Infinity, staring into eternity. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed to be here with you today. I tend to open the phones up throughout the rest of the shows this week, but we've got a big guest joining us next hour. I got a lot of news to hit, so we won't be taking calls today. But Owen Schroyer on the War Room always does, 3 to 6 p.m. Central. And, of course, Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. with the American Journal here on the vaunted InfoWars radio TV network. The people built for this very time we're in today. All right, I want to get back into this doomsday cult and how to stop them. I'm going to do that here in just a moment. But the biggest thing they fear is us building our own economies and creating our own systems. So you have the big woke corporate systems. Well, what about truly awake corporations and companies that let you know they're pro-human and pro-liberty? That's where the whole future is going. And that really scares the power structure. And I can tell you, I've met with a lot of big people, some of the biggest publications and biggest franchises out there. I met with some last night and at dinner with Roger Stone. And they all know that's where the people are. They all know that's where the future is. They all know that's where they want to be. And so that's why the power grab of the New World Order is slipping through their fingers. But it takes money to win a war, and it takes people supporting the culture and supporting the ideas that they know are accurate and true and that reflect who they are. So it's simple. If you don't support us at InfoWarsStore.com, I'm not complaining. Just share the article, share the videos. That's free to do. At least you're getting the word out. And you know, pray for us. Pray for yourself. Pray for awakening. But I'm telling you, we got products you need. So we've got this limited edition gold collectible InfoWars art piece. We've already sold out of a third of these. It will sell out. We'll never make these again. It's the Alex Jones exclusive InfoWars Republic Defense. It's a little gold bar with original art that I designed, and it's got a hologram on it. And, again, you can get them up to 50% off, and you get three or more of them. But we need this as war bond. We're not selling it as an investment. There's obviously a lot of markup in it. It's so you have a memento and a piece of history to keep us on air. It's available right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It's very, very popular. And again, the big mint and bank that owns this, the company that put out other versions of this, their own, sold one edition they had, 300,000 of them for way more than we're selling the same amount of gold, but different artwork. So it's a very historic memento, and I want to thank you all for getting yours at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, it's back. Take your cellular function to the next level with Survival Shield X2 now back in stock. Iodine is an essential mineral, and this is the highest quality you're going to find for libido, stamina, your brain, electrochemical. The big one, of course, is immunity. Nothing is better than iodine. You've got to have it. And then finally, take your mental clarity to the next level. There's a lot of great nootropics, a lot of great brain pills, a lot of amazing stimulants out there that are natural and work really well. And our Turbo Force is superpower nuclear, 10 hours clean energy. You got Brain Force Plus, like 4 or 5 hours of really good. They're different formulas. So it's just different. It's like, well, do you like tea or coffee? Well, do you like chicken or beef? I mean, or, you know, do you like this football team or that football team? They're different. This one hits really quick, and I like it as it wears off fast. So I can take it at night if I'm really tired. Last 3 hours on average. Hits really quick, and I'm done. We have Brain Force Ultra back in stock, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, into the news that we need to hit right now. Again, I want to thank you for the support. I had some billionaire benefactor that just paid for everything. We'd have no ads on here, and the broadcast would be better, but you'd actually be missing out on a lot of great products. So, in the end, the Lord works in mysterious ways. So I talked a lot about this earlier in the last hour, about the globalists being a suicidal, homicidal, doomsday cult. And the Nazis were a doomsday cult. And there are many other doomsday cults throughout history. But when you look at Bill Gates, or you look at the Carnegie Endowment, these are doomsday cults. And the Democratic Party and socialists and communists worldwide say the world's going to end. There's too many people. The world's going to collapse while they carry out policies triggering a world collapse. So they can't win a war with armies and weapons against free humanity. We rally and say no. But if we don't know we're under attack and we don't know who they are, we don't know what their end game is, they will win. We talk about a doomsday cult. Well, the doomsday cult controls the corporate media. And they are on every channel, every hour. You don't need me to tell you this. Like a psychotic parrot. End of the world coming. End of the world coming. Humans bad. Humans caused it. Deadly viruses out of the jungles. Out of the jungles. Out of the jungles. Deadly viruses out of the jungles. Don't have children. They're bad. Everything's no food. No food from COVID. No food from you locking everything down. Well, pipeline's bad. Pipeline's bad. Power plant's bad. They're tearing up hydroelectric dams. They're totally clean and good. It's the environmental eugenics death cult taking over. They mean business, and they're empowered by the most rich, decadent, psychotic people on Earth. And so when you see the parrot saying, Russia gonna launch cyber attack, Russia gonna launch cyber attack, gonna make the power go out, gonna make the power go out. You don't need to be a rocket scientist, do you, to know they pre-program everybody. I mean, before they went to cyber attack, I told you 26, 27 months later, it'll be war and cyber attack to cover up the economic collapse to bring in their global currency. Now, do you think I just looked into a big, giant crystal ball and I do kind of do that occasionally, but that's not really what I did here. I do the crystal ball stuff when I'm asleep. But that's usually when I'm not doing the right thing, and it's so imminent. And God's like, Jones, have a big nightmare. See what's going to happen if you don't take action. And I've seen when I don't take action what happens. I think you get those same dreams, folks. I'm not the only one, obviously. That's why you're here. And so the reason I knew it is, in all their white papers and their admissions, this is their plan to, quote, save the earth from humans, is to artificially sabotage industrial society so the carrying capacity of civilization can't take care of 7 billion people. Comprende? Comprehend that? I think you do. So now it's gone from chirping and saying it constantly to just a deafening crescendo of end of the world, cyber attacks all over. Because you're waking up to them. You're saying no to them. You're not going along with them. They always had a plan to dumb us down and starve us to kill us, but now they're put in high gear because they're losing. And out comes the FBI, warns of targeted cyber attacks on food plants after mysterious rash of fires. Climate activist dies after setting himself on fire outside U.S. Supreme Court on Earth Day. Climate activist, yes. Food shortage crisis. Plane just crashed in a major food processing plant. World run out of food, says the UN. All of it BS. America needs fewer fossil fuels, the old globalist, and more fossil fuels that actually give life-giving gases off. And then Italy announces rollout of dystopian social credit system to conserve resources. Climate lockdowns. Told you 2 years ago those were coming. Why Gazem Newsom is creating a water energy disaster? Because it's their plan. It's what they've been ordered to do. They're puppets. They don't run their own destiny. They're anti-human. They're pretending they'll be immune from all the horrible things they've done to us. Right, we got big news in the economy and politics coming up. Stay with us. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk
talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
We are living in unprecedented times. And our weakness, the fact that we're lulled into a trance by the media, has allowed this to happen. But I can tell you, I think you see it as well, you see the trajectory going back up now. We've hit bottom. But it takes a long time to turn a big ship around. All this other bad stuff and this momentum is still going that way, even though we're trying to turn it. It's going to take time. But they're not going to kill everybody. They're not going to get away with this because why? The most important thing I say every day, because I can give you 1,000 articles and incredible clips and entertaining stuff, but if you're not striking directly at the root, it's all for naught. A spiritual battle, good versus evil. If the public understands the globalist plan to pose as the saviors while they collapse the Earth's carrying capacity for humans, they will get away with it. If We expose the Davos Group and the New World Order and their own admissions and the fact that they're orchestrating all this. And if we have the courage to admit how much trouble we're in, we will get out of it. Not unscathed, but out of it. Most of us. But the more you wait, and I'm talking to new listeners, it's like the prodigal son. Listeners ask me all the time on the street, why do you spend so much time talking to the enemy? Why do you spend so much time trying to get him to wake up? Well, because I've seen it work. Most people serve the system because they're being opportunistic. They're trying to move up the power structure. They're not thinking on a wide scale. But if they see the 35,000-foot view, if they understand that, then they have an epiphany that it's only going to get worse the more they submit. And selling out is a lie. And they have a spiritual vestigial point and an ancestral memory of ancestors that were for good and people that struggled for freedom. And they begin to turn against the evil. Because when you're involved in evil, it's very seductive and it makes you think you're winning. But when you realize that you're being lied to and you realize that you yourself are a fool, there's time to pull out. And none of us are perfect. You know, in this life, we make mistakes. We have guilt. We feel bad for things we've done. And then the dark side comes in and says, well, go ahead then and just join with it. And don't worry about it. And don't feel bad about what you're doing. Be selfish. And being selfish may have worked the last 100 years, but now we're entering the point where being selfish means you're going to be all alone with an AI system that's imprisoned you through a social credit score where you've got to submit to everything it wants and everything it demands, and the demands will always become greater. What is the level of tyranny under which humanity will live? Thomas Jefferson was asked, and he said, the level at which you accept, because even if there's an evil leader or an evil group, once the corruption gets out of control, they'll be replaced with someone worse and then with someone worse until you go to pure destruction. That's how this works. And everybody can see the prosperity's draining away and the insecurity's expanding and the crime's exploding and the quality of life is being evaporated before our eyes, and that's because the Bible tells us the wages of sin are death. And just because pharisaical leaders, just because fake Christians get in the place of Christ and stand there and claim they represent God when they don't look at them and those hypocrites and those cowards and then think that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because it's not. The gospel of Jesus Christ, when you study it, is the key to everything happening, and you'll see all of it as inspired by the Creator and as a vision and a warning and a cheat sheet, because God loves us and God created entities that have free will, that have the potential in them of unlimited power, and the seed of the universe, as Mahatma Gandhi said, within them. But by giving you free will and creating new sentient independent beings, God had to allow evil to exist. Is that a crime? No. That's love. That's freedom. And God gives us freedom. Satan gives us enslavement and death. So let's hit some of these stories. And again, I have all these articles, but I want to go back to something yesterday that we covered when we played clips of, because it's just astounding. The head of the IMF saying we didn't know when we printed hundreds of quadrillions of different currencies that that would cause inflation and hyperinflation and a shortage of goods. That's like saying we didn't know if we poured gasoline all over ourselves and lit ourselves on fire that it might hurt us. That's like saying, if I put a worm on the end of a hook with a bunch of perch and bass swimming around at a dock and I catch one, oh, I didn't know the fish would come get the bait. I didn't know this would happen. It's preposterous. But see, that's the paradox. They've got to do it to take control, destroy the old system, bring in something 10 times worse, the cashless society control system, the mark of the beast. And so they've got to go, oh my gosh, we didn't know when we printed thousands of quadrillions. We didn't know when we gave ourselves unlimited money to buy everything up and then handed over all the debt to you. We didn't know that was going to happen. What a ridiculous on its face lie. But see, if you believe the lie, you've now joined with the lie. Here's some photos for TV viewers. Kids playing with bricks made out of money during the hyperinflation in the Weimar Republic in 1923. By the end of it, you had to have a wheelbarrow of money with 1,000 note Deutschmarks to buy a loaf of bread. When you went into a restaurant to order dinner, you'd pay up front because in an hour when you were done, it might be 30, 40, 50% more. That's where we're going. Here's a nice larger photo of it for you. So you can see that for yourself and then go look it up for yourself. And then you've got the IMF director with the most asinine statement ever. We didn't think through the consequences of printing too much money. You know, you just did it to countless federal countries. You ordered to do it. You just admitted in white papers you were doing it to finally bankrupt the world and bring it into your system. Oh, no, they didn't know. It's like having a fire chief that's been on the fire department 40 years, and you catch him with 50 gallons of gasoline pouring it all over the fire department, and people pull up at night. The next fire chief, they go, "Chief, what are you doing?" And he's got a flamethrower in his hand. He goes, "I didn't know what this would do." Sets him on fire. Is the fire chief going to go to a mental institution or a prison cell? Yeah. Do you really believe the fire chief didn't know that if he poured 50 gallons of gasoline all over the fire station and then lit it on fire, it would burn it down? Do you really believe the IMF and World Bank didn't know that if they printed all this money, what it would do? Do you think Idi Amin didn't know? Do you think Adolf Hitler? Do you think what they've done in Latin America? Do you think any of these people know what they're part of when they do this? And of course, they knew exactly what they were doing the entire time. And you don't need me to tell you that. You know that's a lie. Again, it'd be like asking a famous football coach. Who's the most famous football coach? Madden? It'd be like Madden at his heyday, you know, with his video games and calling the NFL in the 90s. Lord knows I watched almost every game I could see. If you ask Madden, "Mr. Madden, what is a first down?" He said, "I don't know what that is." Well, what's a fourth down? What's overtime? What's special teams? He goes, "I don't know what that is." You have the IMF and World Bank saying they don't know. It'd be like asking a dentist, "What's a root canal?" "I don't know what that is." Asking a police officer, "What's a ticket?" Asking a farmer, "What's a seed?" And they sit there and gaslight you with that. We got more news coming up straight ahead. We'll be back. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Please stay with us and please spread the word.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Made it, just uploaded it to Bandai Video, and he said he's got a report about Rhode Island and forced inoculation. Actual bill to make you take the shot, no ifs, ands, or buts, which they've proven doesn't protect you, which they've proven gives you autoimmune disorders and blood clots. Incredible. Rhode Island infiltrated by communism. Hell, I wouldn't say infiltrated, I'd say taken over, but there's your headline, just went live. Here's some of the headlines right here. Scientists discover heart inflammation more prevalent among vaccinated than unvaccinated in a new major study. Let me actually show you the study. SARS-CoV-2 vaccination myocarditis in Nordic cohort study of 23 million residents in major nations. Go read it, it's lengthy, but we don't need to just believe that. While we have the CDC fact sheet that they put on their website in October of 2020, over a year and a half ago, and it says all the things it does. Oh, my gosh. Heart attacks and myocarditis and Guillain-Barré syndrome and anaphylaxis. And so much more. I want to play a clip that's important where I predicted they would have endless lockdowns and claim all this and say that they wanted weather reports. Well, they'll have weather reports. I can just see them doing it. They're talking about the new viruses, how you got to be locked down here, locked down there. And sure enough, the CDC's new forecasting center aims to predict pandemics just like the weather. Here's a compilation of clips from 2020 where we predicted all of this and more.
Maybe. Obviously not. I don't think so. I think all of you already instinctively know this is the big one. And if we fail this test, we're going to be ruled by the threat of unending invisible bio weapons. I've told you for 9 weeks that once they implement this, if we cower in fear properly and grovel, it will then become a permanent emergency by saying, we can't let one person die from this virus. And so until there's no death, zero, out of 7.5 billion people, it's impossible. We are going to keep the social distancing and the lockdown in place. We're going to probably have to cycle this and throttle it. And, oh, you can't go out here. You can't go out there. They're going to have a county by county thing at first. And just getting us all trained that we can't go out until we're told. And that's the way it is, to keep us safe from the virus. Obama and Dr. Fauci are now the ones telling us the lockdown can never end. Remember, 15 days to bend the curve? And then when it wasn't even one-tenth of what they said it would be, they went, oh, sorry, it's so devastating because it's not even one-tenth of what we said. We never reopen. And I go on to talk about the weather reports, and I'll be like, daily weather reports, and now it's all been announced. Look at this. U.S. cases of child hepatitis increases could be linked to COVID vaccines, say scientists and doctors. And boy, do the adverse reactions and reports come out from everywhere of the blood clots. Meanwhile, China censors viral video complaining about lockdown conditions. You're not allowed to do that. Small towns are the most people during the pandemic fleeing the cities. It's coming out in the news that Pfizer knew their vaccine would kill. Not vaccinated have the least positive infections. You have to admit that this is rather interesting, and the statistics are now out on that mainstream news all over the world. Less COVID infections if you have the shots, because the shots give you the COVID infections. But they just hope you don't go look all this information up, because then you would have the facts for yourself. And that leads me to this. Rhode Island Dems rush to mandate COVID jabs. The same states that want sanctuary cities and to get rid of federal law, the illegal aliens are tested for any diseases, even have their IDs checked. But, oh, internally, you're going to be controlled. Internally, you're going to be watched. Internally, your kids are going to wear masks. And the head of Pfizer now says, in Israel, they're up to their sixth shot. Now he wants you to have your fourth shot. And I'm sure everyone will dutifully line up. And it's all just a big act of submission to make us go along with it. So here is John Bowne's report on how, beyond the communists, the biomedical tyranny has taken over Rhode Island, and we need to liberate these states intellectually, spiritually, culturally, and the blue cities, because they'll never be freed. They're under election fraud. They're under tyranny. Here's the report. We'll come back and hit a bunch of other critical news.
Apparently, Rhode Island is a quasi-communist state.
And I'm glad that Rhode Islanders are coming out in droves and expressing their disapproval, their anger, and their disbelief at this overreach.
How the legislation submitted by State Senator Sam Bell lies within the confines of the U.S. Constitution is anybody's guess.
One of the main policies that Democrats have used to combat the pandemic has been vaccine mandates.
The Providence Democrat uses the Biden administration's vaccine mandate as an example, though the mandate requiring either tests or vaccinations at larger companies was eventually struck down by the Supreme Court.
It's a similar proposal. It's a little bit milder. It's not as dramatic. It has a remote work exemption, and it does go beyond employment and has a financial penalty, but there's no direct compulsion.
Democrat State Senator Sam Bell recently submitted a punitive bill ordering all Rhode Island residents and taxpayers over 16 years old to receive the Great Reset's COVID-19 injection and boosters that are causing an epidemic of heart attacks and death mandated by the state's director of the Department of Health. The legislation read like a plank of communism, stating, "This act would mandate all residents 16 years or older to be vaccinated against COVID-19. If a resident is under 16 years of age, the resident would be required to be immunized against COVID-19, with the responsibility for ensuring compliance falling on all parents or guardians with medical consent powers. Additionally, any person who violates this chapter would be required to pay a monthly civil penalty of $50 and would owe twice the amount of personal income taxes. In addition, three different doctors will have to state on record that the child is not fit for immunization in order for parents to receive an exemption for that minor. And the child themselves will have to sign the form. The state's health department will have the power to investigate any petition for exemption." Bell stands by his totalitarianism, claiming a survey conducted by Harvard, Northeastern, Northwestern, and Rutgers universities proves that 65% of residents support the statewide vaccine mandate.
You're a woman who lives in one of the most liberal states in the country, a state in which abortion is a sacrament. Did you believe it when they told you it was your body, your choice?
I couldn't believe it. I never dreamed that I would find a bill like that introduced into the Rhode Island legislature. And as a matter of fact, the representatives that we spoke with later on told me that they had constituents calling them left and right to ask if it was real or if it was an internet hoax.
In 2018, Senator Sam Bell was the first member of the Democratic Socialists of America to be elected to the Rhode Island General Assembly. Bell is mostly known for an investigation that he began that resulted in the NRA being forced to shut down its Rhode Island Political Action Committee.
I remember going to the fundraiser and seeing all these men in suits with their big yellow gun control doesn't work buttons. And I was young and I was naive. And I asked her, my goodness, there are a lot of NRA lobbyists here. And she laughed, and she looked at me, and she said, "No, those are all state senators."
There's a rally against this agent of communism for Rhode Islanders on May 14th. Don't sit back and allow the agents of George Soros to destroy your God-given rights. John Bauer reporting.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.